We are still in day 4 of our seminar on the footsteps of Paul. We started the day in Istanbul and flew to Izmir, where we visited the ruins of Smyrna and talked about Thyatira on our way to Sardis. Our last site of the day is Philadelphia. During the Old Testament times, there were 2 cities called Philadelphia. One was a southern city within the Decapolis, an area on the east side of the Jordan River. Today is called Amman, Jordan. In the New Testament, we are introduced to a second Philadelphia located in Asia Minor. Not much of the ancient city can be seen today because most of it lies beneath the modern city of Alashehir, Turkey. It is a city of almost 50,000 people. It has a mineral springs that yield a heavily carbonated water that's in great demand in Izmir. It's also known for their dried sultana, a type of raisins. All that remains of the Christian influence on this city is the ancient ruins of a Byzantine church called Church of St. John. It was a rectangular building with 6 pillars. Only 3 of them remain today. In the first century, the vineyards around that area were of such high quality that Emperor Domitian commanded they all be cut down. He felt the Italian vineyards couldn't compete. This command broke the backbone of the economy around Philadelphia. Jews of that day had a Jewish exemption, which meant they didn't have to worship pagan gods. At first, Christians fell under this exemption since they came out of Judaism, and they were able to attend the synagogue. The Jewish community finally condemned Christians to die by closing the synagogue doors to them. Jesus said, "I have placed before you an open door that no one is able to close. I will make them come and bow down at your feet, and they will know that I have loved you." These words sound familiar with those who know Old Testament stories. It is what happened with Joseph and his brothers. "I will make them come and bow down at your feet, and they will know that I have loved you." Christians felt betrayed by Rome and the Jews. Jesus assured them that he would never betray them. It is one of the 7 letters where Jesus doesn't point out a fault within the church. Well, day 4 will be a long day of travel and visiting sites. It is the perfect day to relax in some natural, hot mineral springs. We'll spend the night in Pamukkale, meaning Cotton Castle. It is a town known for the mineral-rich thermal waters flowing down from the white travertine on a nearby hillside. The travertine is almost 9,000 feet long, 20,000 feet wide, and a little over 500 feet high. We'll visit Hierapolis the following day, which was built on top of the travertine. These springs have been drawing visitors since the time of classical antiquity. As we enjoy our time in these natural, hot mineral springs, we'll be sure to think about all the ancient Greeks and Romans who came and sat where we'll be sitting. Sometime this week, read Revelation 3, 7 through 13. If you want to go deeper, read about Pamukkale in Wikipedia or watch a film about it on YouTube. That is Pamukkale. Here's your tip for the week. The people of Turkey are friendly and given to hospitality, but don't expect them to speak English. Their interest in English is not as high as some other countries. Well, that's enough for this week. I'll be talking to you next week.